in the middle of the parak.
All right, we are starting. Parak Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches. Like I told you guys, today we're going to be doing a number of different places. We're going to be jumping around a little bit. So, simu lev. Okay, so today we're going to speak, Rabbosai. Today we're going to speak about Yirmiyahu's, I would call it the difficult job which he has, which we've spoken about it. Yirmiyahu, in a way unlike any other Navi, expresses this tzara in a very, he verbalizes it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a number of different places. And we're going to actually see something unique by Yirmiyahu that doesn't exist by other Nevi'im as well. So let's just get started. We're going to start in Perek Yud Aleph. We're going to jump around a little bit. Okay? So Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches. V'adonai hodi'ani ve'ida'a. Az hir yisani ma'alehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Hodeini na esdar kecha. Moshe Rabbeinu asked a very similar thing. Tell me your ways. Yirmiyahu says, What's going to be? Why is this going on? Ve'ani kekeves aluf yuval litvoach. I'm like this sheep, which is going to be slaughtered. Ve'lo yadati ki alai chashvu machshavos nashchisa etz belachmo v'nichresenu me'eretz chayim ushmo lo yizacher od. Yirmiyahu describes something over here which is so tragic. He says, I don't understand. Why are they treating me like this? Who's them? First of all, before he gets to Bnei Yisrael, his chevra, his own family in Anatot, the Kohanim of Anatot, they're treating him in such a terrible way. Alai chashavu machshavot. What were they thinking? They don't only think, they actually planned. Nashchita etz, we're going to cut down this tree. We're going to cut down Yirmiyahu. We're going to kill him. Bilachmo. What does that mean? We're going to cut him down with his bread. So Yirmiyahu is describing over here that they tried to poison him to death. V'nichresenu me'eretz chayim. Ushmo lo yizacher od. That we want to get rid of Yirmiyahu, that we're never going to remember who this guy was. His name is not going to even be remembered going forward. V'adonai tzivao shofei tzedek bochem klayos v'alev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're shofei tzedek. You know what's going on. Er'eh nikmasecha mehem ki elecha gilisi esrivi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please take nekama against these people. Please take nekama against these people. And I want to see the nekama. L'chein ko amar Adonai. Al anshei anasos ha-mavakshim es nafshecha le'mor. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers Yirmiyahu and says the following. These people of Anasos that are trying to kill you. And they say, oh no, you're not going to come and give nevuah. Right? L'chein ko amar the night of Oos, hineni poked aleihem, habachurim yamusu bacherev, b'neihem uvnosehem yamusu barav. They're going to get what's coming to them. The bachurim, the young boys that are trying to kill you, they're going to be killed by swords, by Cherev Nebuchadnezzar. And their children, the young boys and the young girls, are going to die of starvation. U'sheiris lo tiyelahem, there's not going to be any left over. Ki avi ra'al avkei anasos shnas pekudasam. And I'm going to bring an end to Anasos. Now, before I get to your question, all the Mefarshim point out that if we look later on, in Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, we're going to see that there are a lot of lists. There's a Sefer, it was a Sefer Yuchsin to a certain extent. There were a lot of names, which spoke about all the names that returned to Eretz Yisrael. And over there we see a family which is a family from Anasos. So the Mefarshim point out that it had to be that at least a part of these Anshei Anasos, when they heard this Nevuah, they were chozer b'tshuva. But for the most part, we're going to see that they are not going to survive. Yes, sorry, Max.
I was just asking about the double of chayin. Is that weird?
Where's the double of chayin?
Kind of say the same thing. Too.
That's a good question. Why does it say lachain again? Maybe it's like saying, and therefore,
So
meaning like it's like right. Nachon. Maybe it's just like an extra emphasis. Maybe it's just an extra emphasis. Okay. Now Yirmiyahu, he discusses something else, which is really the same. We're going to see that this is all a very similar theme. Tzadik ata Adonai, ki ariv alecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the tzadik. I know, I come and I ask you these things because I know that you know what to do. You know how to treat people. Ach mishpatim adaber osach. But I'm going to speak to you in mishpat. Madua derech rishayim tzalecha shalu kol bog de baged. Yirmiyahu is one of the first Nevi'im that really speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a clear way about this concept of tzadik viralo, a rasha v'tovlo. Why is it that these people of Anasos, why is it that these people are so successful? And look at me. Look where I am. I'm in the Sheol Tachtios. I'm trying to get killed. They're trying to kill me. And what's going to be? Natatam gam shorasho, yelchu gam asu pri. Not only does it seem like they're being successful, every time they plant, right away, a plant comes up, the tree comes, they bring peros, meaning like, it's not just like immediate, there's long-term, these people, these Rishayim are long-term successful, it seems like. Karova tabifihem, verachok mikliyosehem, but, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know that every time they come to you and they speak, you're far away. You're far away from their klayos, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, he's yodea klayos. He knows what's in the essence of a person, right? The dibur sometimes could be a little bit more. You could fake it a little bit. But what's going on inside HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know. So what's the deal? Why? V'ata Adonai yedatani tire'eni uvachanta libi itach. You know who I am. You know what everything I've done for you. Hatikem katzom etivcha. Get rid of them. Get rid of these people. Kill them. Yirmiyahu over here, as we're seeing, has so many shilos and emuna. From a young age, he's given this very, very difficult job, which we've spoken about so many times, and it's challenging. And remember the first nevuah, the nevuah hakdasha, the first nevuah that Yirmiyahu got. Remember, he's told, Chazak ve'ematz, you're going to be like a strong wall. Well, it's not always so easy emotionally to be a strong wall. Right? And he continues over here. Take a look at later on, Perek Yud-Beis. He says in Pasuk Vav, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki gam achecha u'beis avicha gam hema bagdubach. Gam hema karu acharecha malei al ta'amein bam ki dabru elecha tovos. Kadosh Baruch Hu recognizes this and he says, Yirmiyahu, o yoter, right? Even more so. Your brothers, your family, they're trying to kill you. It's not only the people of Anasos, it's everyone. So Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer his question. But what he does say is that in the future, the people of Anasos are going to get what's coming to them. Is that really Menachem Yirmiyahu? It's like Lahavdil, when a little kid comes back from recess and he goes to the teacher and he says, or he comes to his parent and he says, you know, Maishal punched me in the face. He said, oh, don't worry, he's gonna get patched also. So, like, to a certain extent, like a little kid, like that satisfies him. Okay, this is a mida keneged mida. But at a certain age, when you become a little bit more mature, it's like nekama isn't enough. Meaning, like, I'm sad right now. Like, don't tell me like what's gonna be. Yirmiyahu is in a place. He's badad, right? Echa yashva badad. Yirmiyahu speaks about the city of Yerushalayim as in first person, but he's also expressing a little bit what it means to be a navi. A Navi, we know Avram Avinu, the first of our Navim, right? Avram Avinu is Avraham HaYivri. Echad Haya Avraham. Yirmiyahu is Echad. Moshe Rabbeinu is Echad, right? Let's go a little bit weiter, okay? Perek Tesvav. Okay? Perek Tesvav Pasuk Yud. You're going to see this a little bit more. Oy le'imi kililitini. Ish riv v'ish madon l'chol ha'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have rachamim on me that I was born. Right? Why did you even bring me into this world? Lo nishisi v'lo nashuvi. Kula mikalilavni. Right? I haven't taken anything from these people. I haven't taken anything. I haven't given to them. Right? And everyone just curses me. Amar Adonai, in lo sharisicha latov, in lo hivgati becha beisrael beis tzarais oyev, hayaroa barzel barzel mitzafonu nechoshes, chelcha vootzrosecha lavaz eiten lo b'mechir u'bechol chatosecha u'bechol gvulecha, ve'havarti es oyvecha ba'eretz lo yadata, ki eish karcha ba'api alechem tukad. Yirmiyahu is describing, it doesn't matter all these things that you're going to do, v'chulu, but like there's this fire within me. Atayadata Adonai, zachreinu fakdeni v'inakeni mirodfai, al le'erech apecha tikacheni. What does Yirmiyahu say over here, this Lashon? This is a Lashon Yechidi, I think, in the Tanakh. Al le'erech apecha. Right, what do we know? HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a rachum v'chanun, erech apayim. Yirmiyahu over here is a little bit asking, don't have rachamim on these people. Don't be an erech apayim. Dose isi elecha cherpa. And he goes back to his youth. He goes back to his youth. Take a look. Pasuk Tezayin. Nimtzu dvarecha v'ochlein. When I was a young lad, I heard your words and I ate them up. Like I wanted to do nevuah so much. V'dvarecha li l'sasonu l'simchas levavi. And now every time I had nevuah, even though that the content of the nevuah was bad, like it was gishmak, I knew I was like speaking to you. Ki nikra shimcha alai Adonai Elohei Tzavaos. We barely ever see Nevi'im speaking in such a kirva. Saying, Baruch Hu, I used to love nevuah. It was the most special moment. It was so intimate. A time that me and you can speak. However, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Lo yashavti besod misachakim ve'el oz, mipnei yadcha badad yashavti ki za'am milei sani. You've infused me with anger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every time I get a nevuah. You think this doesn't have an impact on who I am? I don't get to sit around and joke around with my friends. Lo yashavti besod misachakim ve'el oz. I don't get to joke around. Because of your hand, I'm sitting alone. Lama haya ke'ivi netzach, says Yirmiyahu. Why is my pain going to last forever? Umakasi anusha me'ana harofe hayoti yeli kamo achzav mayim lo ne'emanu. You're not helping. Lachin ko amar Adonai, in tashuv ashivcha lefanai ta'amod, v'im totzi yakar mizolel, once again answers him. He says, don't worry, you're going to be a chomas nechoshes. I'm going to help you. Vitalticha miyad ra'im upitisicha mikaf aritzin. To a certain extent, it seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't really answering Yirmiyahu, right? I'll tell you guys, this is, I'm not going to record this. Every time Yirmiyahu says, every time that I talk to you, I feel full with this anger, with this, meaning every time... Just imagine, it's like having a flashback. Like every time he has nevuah, he knows that he's going to get into this mode. It's a terrible, terrible place to be. It's a tragic, tragic kind of life. We could speak a little bit more about that inyan after Seder. Okay? All right. Let's continue. Now, not only that, guys. Let's continue. Perek Tes Zayin. This is something that we see by Moshe Rabbeinu. Another thing that we see just like Moshe Rabbeinu. But this is terrible. Yirmiyahu is told... Now, when is Yirmiyahu, when does he become a Navi? He's a Nar. So the Mefarshim say he was 13 years old. Okay? Vahidvar Adonai Lai Lemor. Lo tikach lecha isha velo yulacha banim uvanos bamakom hazeh. You are not allowed to get married in this place. You are not allowed to have children in this place. Now the Mefarshim, as we're going to see, going forward, Yirmiyahu never gets married. He never has children. He never has a family. He's alone. Badad. Totally alone. Bezrat Hashem, none of you will have to experience what loneliness feels like. Lama lanetzach badad. Lo tikach lecha isha velo yu lecha banim ubanos b'makom hazeh. Ki ko amar Adonai ala banim v'ala banos hayuludim b'makom hazeh.
All of the people, the fathers, the mothers, the children, they're all going to die of terrible sicknesses.
These people aren't going to, there's not going to be a hesped, there's not going to be a kfura.
So
the people of Anasos are really going to get it. They're really going to get it. But, as we see, that's not... Yirmiyahu is... Now, why is this here? Meaning, like, why are all these, like, emotions... Like, the Torah, like, you know, doesn't care about your emotions, right? You know, like, what does this matter? You know, like, this isn't Ben Shapiro, but, you know, like, okay, the truth doesn't care about your emotions. Yirmiyahu was on a shlicha, so what does it matter? Well, clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he decided that these sections of Sefer Yirmiyahu were going to be put in, are clearly showing us that there is even a value of just speaking out your emotions. There's a value. However, we shouldn't have a stigma, lo aleinu, we shouldn't have a stigma that going to a psychologist is something for sick people. The healthiest people in the world go to psychologists. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our psychologist. But we can go to a real psychologist also. It's a good thing. Yirmiyahu says, I can't have children. I'm alone. I feel angry. I feel upset. I feel terrible. Right? And this is all part of Sefer Yirmiyahu. This is mamish all over Sefer Yirmiyahu. I'm just giving you a few of the examples. Take a look. Let's take another example. Perikuf, maybe even the most extreme.
Yeah, getting, not getting married is a very un-Jewish idea.
Huh?
Not getting married is a very un-Jewish idea.
Yes, it's... there are certain people, and really, essentially, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yirmiyahu are there are only great tzaddikim that we know at some point didn't get married and didn't have children. Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Moshe Rabbeinu did get married and he had children. But then afterwards, he was not allowed to be with his wife. Right? And so Yirmiyahu also, to a certain extent, which is interesting because we're going to see in the Pirkei Nechama that Yirmiyahu is dafka. Meaning, one can say that the svara of not having children is what is that Yirmiyahu can't bring children into a world in which, huh?
That he knows,
is going to be destroyed, right? But on the other hand, yeah,
it didn't seem like Eliyahu or Elisha. Either of them got married or had kids.
It could be. Meaning like, we don't have...
Right.
It could... It's possible. Meaning like... Huh? Right. To know whether they're married. But the svara that I just said, pay attention, Chevra. Pay attention, Rabbi Isaac. She never let him die, mamish. So never let him die, Mamash. What was I saying? I said that the svara, right, Ben, that you were saying, the svara of, well, I'm not going to bring children into a world that I know is going to be destroyed. It's a svara, but I think from the Torah it's pretty clear that it's not a svara. That it's not a good svara. I imagine that many Holocaust survivors... And I know this is a case. Many Holocaust survivors had that svara. How can I bring children into a world which I know is just filled with evil and destruction? Right? And those who had the hope, those who had the tikva, those who had the ability to see into the future, they were able to. So, you know, it's different.
Well, I agree with the fact that it's not svara. Right. I just
Right. I think that was also like that was also what happened with Moshe and you just said that?
Yeah.
That, with what? Right, Amram Yocheved, right? It's exactly what happened. Right? It's with Miriam. Miriam comes, the Midrash says Miriam comes and says Xeras Chayoter Garua Mishel Paro. Right? Paro Safik, they're gonna die over here. You're for sure you're not bringing Moshe Rabbeinu into the world. Yeah.
So what do we do with the fact that they were in Yavuah that Yirmiyahu got, that God told them that Bnei Yisrael still could do tshuva, and it might turn around, like Hashem's just like, don't risk it.
For me, it should be me.
I don't know. That's why it's a pella. The thing that he's not supposed to have children. I understand why he's not allowed to have children from here. And that was the way that people used to get married. You got married in your town. It wasn't like a thing that, you got married outside of your town. And so it's a chiddush, the fact that Yirmiyahu is not allowed to marry within the Kohanim, within the Nachla, within the Yerusha. Right? They had lands. It wasn't like this is something which was important. So it is a pella. Let's just see one last thing, okay? Perek Kaf, Pasuk Zayin. This is absolutely wild. Pititani Adonai ve'epat. You seduced me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazaktani v'atuchal. Haisi l'scho kol hayom kula lo egli. You seduced me into this nevuah. You tricked me that it's going to be okay. And it's not. It's not okay. I'm not okay. I'm the laughing stock of the world. Kimidei adaber ezak chamas v'shor ekra. Because I come out, I say your nevuahs, I say all these things. I call out, k'yadvar adonai lila cherpa v'lekeles kol hayom. I feel like an idiot. How many times can I say the same things? How many times can I say there's going to be destruction? How many times? Va'amarti lo es karena v'lo adaber od bishmo. Yirmiyahu was trying to be kovesh a nevuah. He said, "I'm not. That's it. I'm done. It's as if the nevuah is jailed inside my bones. It won't. It's a fire within me. Vinil esi kalkel velo uchal, and I couldn't hold back. Kishamati dibas rabim magor misaviv hagidu v'negidenu kol anosh shlomi shomrei tali ulai yifutev v'nuchlalo v'nichanik masenu mimeno. I hear what people are saying. I hear what people are saying. People are going to kill me. I hear everything. V'adonai osi ki gibor aritz al kein rodfai kashlu v'le achulu bo shumeod ki lo hiskilu kelimas olam lo tishakech. V'adonai tzavos bochein tzadik ro'ek layos v'lever enik mascha mehen ki elecha gilisi es rivi. Now, so Shir Adonai Halalu Es Adonai Ki Yitzilus Nefesh Evyon Mi'ad Mireim. So there's a song, but take a look. Arur Hayom Asher Yuladiti Bo Yom Asher Yelatani Imi Al Yeh Baruch. My birthday is the worst day of the year. Arur Ha'ish Asher Biser Es Avi Lemor Yulad Lecha Ben Zachar Sameach Simchahu. And Arur should be, a curse should be the person who told my father, oh, you had a child. V'ya'ishahu ke'aris asher hafach adonai v'lo nicham v'shama za'aka b'boker u'tra be'sorayim asher lo mosisani me'rechem v'tihi li'imi kivri v'rachma haras olam. Lama ze me'rechem yatzasi liros amal v'yagon v'yachlu b'boshes yamai. The description, why am I bechlal here? What am I doing? Yirmiyahu knows the answers to these questions, Rabbi said. He knows the answers. And it just shows us what the value of just being able to cry a little bit. Tefillah is not like... Tefillah, it's clear from these nevuahs that tefillah is not only when I need something, right? There's dafka a lot to learn from what we said about the way that women deal with tzaros, right? In a certain sense, it's not always about the solution. It's not always about the solution, right? It's not always about the solution. Yirmiyahu knows that there's no better solution. He knows that this is his job, right? But at least I have to be mishtatef. I want to share it with someone else to get it a little bit off my chest. That's clearly what's going on with Yirmiyahu. We're gonna see. I didn't show you guys, but we're gonna see when it comes to the Nevi'e Sheker. Yirmiyahu didn't only have an emotionally difficult time; he had a physically hard life. He was thrown into pits, thrown into jails, right? Almost decapitated. Terrible, terrible things. And this is what Yirmiyahu had to put up with: loneliness, right? Depression, destruction. Writing Sefer Malachim, writing this Sefer.
Echa.
Anyways, Bezat Hashem. That's why we mamish can't learn Yirmiyahu for the next like 53 days. Like we mamish. I remember when I was learning Yirmiyahu, I was in a dark place. I was mamish in a dark place. I need some chizuk every once in a while. I don't open like a Rabbi Nachman. You gotta open up like a mitzvah gedolah specific. I think we need a concept of some of these nivuos. All right, shkoyach, guys.